Okay, I think we're at the hour. We'll go ahead and call the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to order. Looks like we got the full,
everybody's here.
Crowd here tonight. That's good.
Yeah.
Everybody have a chance to look at the agenda?
Yes.
Any comments, aggravations, or anybody approve of the agenda that?
I move that we approve the agenda.
A motion to accept the agenda as it was mailed out to us by our ever efficient record keeper there.
I second.
Got a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Had a chance to go over the previous minutes meeting. I wasn't there, so. And I see no typos. For those that were there, it looked like that's what happened.
Yep.
Get a motion for approval of the minutes.
I move we approve the minutes. So.
Got a motion to Stan.
I'll second that motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. There's really nothing on that agenda that we should be worried about a conflict of interest declaration by any of us tonight. So we'll move on to public hearing. We have nothing in regards to a public hearing. So I guess we'll move into just general business discussion right now for these handouts that you give out. What's the
right? We had there are some questions on the setback paperwork policy, and also it was brought to my attention that the water application for new water to each one of us to go through and let the other ones know what sounds confusing. So one of the items on setbacks was minimum side yard setbacks. Okay. If that's different things, like if the house is on the corner, what do you consider side yard? Stan might have a comment too.
Well, the issue, the confusion that I see is accessory buildings. Setbacks on accessory buildings. The only mention of accessory building in this resolution is 4 feet for accessory buildings to the property line. But I can think of three violations that have happened in the last while, which makes it, maybe it's not confusing to others, but it is confusing to me. I took that same resolution, penciled in, I'll pass each one of you down. Here's a possible solution to clarification. And maybe a clarification isn't needed. Maybe you can't read my writing, but there's what I put. In other words, if you have the basic resolution talks about setbacks for residential structures. The only talk about setbacks for accessory buildings is that one paragraph there, 4 feet for accessory buildings to property line. Which, I don't want to bring up names, but we know where it is, just a couple blocks west of here. Maybe it looks all right, but to me it doesn't look all right. And so maybe it's all right the way it is. I just bring it forth as, do we want to have a 25-foot setback from street on anything, whether it be a residential structure or an accessory building? Should it be that way? Or is it clear in there that that's what it should be now?
Well, I think unless it says otherwise, it should be clear that that's the way it is. Presently, I think, I don't know what examples you've got of a violation.
Well, Bowery Navis's building. It's an accessory building. It's 4 feet from the property line.
Yeah.
On the street.
And I agree with the concern there, but it meets the present
situation. Yeah. The question is, it should.
So it's not a violation. We're not talking.
It's not
about
a violation, right?
Presently,
as it currently sits.
Yeah.
Correct. Oh, correct. Yes, the two others may even come out on the front property line, like the two garages.
Well, there's no. One is beyond the property line that you're talking about. By several feet, is beyond the property line, out on the city property, and was placed there while the guy that built it was on, was a member of this planning and zoning.
Yeah. So my question.
So I don't know what you do about.
Well, there, unless you want to enter into a big legal battle and just have to fix it for the future.
Yeah.
So my question is, accessory buildings on street side, should they be 25-foot setback like a residential structure, or is a 4-foot setback on an accessory building sufficient?
So you, just so I know what clarified. Okay, so the side, is it 4 feet from the fence line or whatever, or is that 25 feet?
So here's the example he's talking about right here. You got Valerie Nafis's home sitting right here.
And that's 25 feet.
And it probably is. Most of these older homes in town were set 25 feet back before they ever had a ordinance. That's just the way they did them. So you got a street here and a street here, and this is sitting on a corner lot. So the accessory building goes in under the present guidelines of being at least 4 feet from the property line. So Valerie's accessory building sits like this, 4 foot from the property line. What Stan's, I think, suggestion is, or concern is whether we ought to be looking at, on a corner lot, that accessory building be set back
25 feet
just like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And not only, like garages, for example, that's an accessory building.
Yeah.
Those covered on each, should they be set back 25 feet too?
Well, pretty much that's what Valerie's building is, a garage, a large garage.
I'm talking about the other.
If
two.
It's attached to the home, I think if it's
attached
or unattached, if it's attached to the home, clearly it has to be
true.
25 feet.
If it's not attached.
If it's not attached, maybe it's something that we need to look at if other communities have addressed it. I think before we go to the city council, we better have some good reasons behind it, other than
it looks better.
Aesthetics, yeah. So.
So what would be the advantage of having, okay, this is 4 feet now, and if it was 25 feet, so it would look better?
This here would really even be more problematic. If it come right on up here to where I had a 25-foot setback here, under the current ordinance, it could have been built right up here even with her house. And, you know, you create a blind, kind of a blind corner there. So I think it's something worth the.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we don't even need a 25-foot setback on homes. I mean, what's the reason for a 25-foot setback on a home?
You got me.
I just throw out the. I don't know what's right. I put some proposed, you know, that handwritten proposed language, but that's not necessarily has to be that way. I mean, it's Maybe if the structure isn't as tall, it doesn't look as bad. I don't know.
Well, that's probably true, but still it's the same.
Yeah.
Same situation.
Yeah. You build a house, in other words, I don't want to pick on Barry, but she built by the ordinance, but you build a house right next to it, and it's got to be 25-foot setback.
Well, I just figured the way I looked at that 25 feet for side street was for safety reasons. So, like putting up a fence, you know, you don't, if they put up a fence, you want it low enough to where you, if you're coming down to make a left-hand turn, you want to be able to make sure you can see a car coming or a child running or something like that.
I don't know what the answer is. I just pose it as a...
I'm sitting here waiting for a motion.
Well,
to think about it a little bit longer, explore what other communities may or may not be doing.
I would like to check into it a little more before we present it or decide to
the council.
It, so we can have the right kind of wording.
I know in the city, the setbacks, a lot of the property lines are right at the edge of the street. So the setbacks get the house back away from the edge of the street. But I'm not sure. We've got such big streets already. We've got, I don't know if that helps out.
Well, you have the town right away, the street, and then you have the town right away. So they can do main, because our main lines, water lines and gas lines, and run down that.
Yeah, and up in the cities, so the street's here, and then you have like a 10 or 15 foot right away, but it's actually into your property, and you landscape it and everything.
Really?
Yeah, most of the utilities are actually in the streets, but they have the right to come in and take
I understand. Because most everything's underground. Yeah.
And then they have their setbacks, so you go back away from their, so they have room to work. I don't know. It's just the way I understood it.
Why is it? Yeah, it's worth discussing, but I think we ought to look into all possible ramifications, whether it would interfere with undeveloped corner lots where people are interested in splitting the lots into thirds, like they can legally be done now from a square footage standpoint, whether that would have any issue. I can't imagine requiring a 25-foot setback for an accessory building interfering with any kind of a subdividing of a corner lot.
And like I say, maybe the problem is really you don't want to really need a 25-foot setback on a residential property either. I mean, that's sort of the standard. But like Norman says, a lot of that so they can get to public utilities in the city. Our public utilities are all out in the road right of ways.
Worth any other discussion?
Pending and get some ideas and have it ready for next meeting.
No motion needed for that. I guess we can just do that, but like I said, it's worth discussing, and if we can come
get some ideas,
any kind of a consensus of
what we should do,
and then make the recommendation to the town council to consider it.
And I don't know if you recommend if we have to have a public hearing on, say that resolution was proposed to be amended, do we have to have a public hearing on it?
Well, I would guess you would.
Public hearing here and a public hearing in the
I think probably so. I'm pretty sure that
Town council.
Town council would have to have a public hearing.
Yeah.
And by all logical thinking, I think we should.
Yeah, and I know they have to have them on ordinances, but this is a resolution. I don't know. I can't remember.
That's true. That's true. It is a resolution.
Oh.
So probably.
Cindy, do you know the answer to that? Could you check on that for us?
Have your legal.
Do they do anything by resolution anymore in town council, or is it all ordinance?
Be able to set fees or anything like that, they can do that.
Which they have to have a public hearing for?
No. You don't have to have a public hearing for a resolution, just an ordinance.
Okay. That's kind of the way I was thinking it was, but I don't remember.
And I will double check.
Any other discussion on this? If not, we'll move on
water.
It was just brought to my attention that when they apply for the water, they pay for the water. Okay. Some places take longer than other places because of the terrain getting the new water to the property. So that, and also the availability of culinary water, if something should be put in there to update with the application for the future.
A sentence that says what?
Well, something that would say something about culinary water. since or there's times like right now, the accessibility of how many lots we have and how fast they can get water to the new accounts. Okay, so if we were down, we were in this zone thing that they have, you know, green, red, green, yellow, and red. If we were in the red, that they'd have to hold off until we were back up, the water was available to install. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think that, I don't know that that, that
I mean,
color zone means diddly squat as it pertains to, you know, that's talking about drought conditions.
Right.
And I think it's just a matter of the city government monitoring their
amount.
Availability of water, and at
right.
whatever point. I don't know that that's anything that we.
I was just asked to.
That
ask
we you. Should be dealing with here.
Yeah.
That's something they're going to have to determine if all of a sudden, well, say the spring flows even stay the same, but they keep building and building
right.
and get to a certain point where all of a sudden it's headed in the other direction. You know, they could wind up like Holden did a few years ago and just have to go with a moratorium. And beyond a moratorium, you know, just put a stop to any more hookups until they can improve the water, the availability of water.
Okay, but one thing I think Jerry's potentially talking about is, does this give them the ultimate, in other words, if we approve this and pass it on to the town council, does that give an automatic
no.
guarantee of hookup, or should we put
no.
a disclaimer?
Oh, it is, again, as a recommendation. We just recommend the hookup. We don't know,
we don't
get the information of what their tank level is, what their spring flow is, or whatever. Somebody comes in and meets the requirements.
Should there be a disclaimer? I get, are you saying, should there be a disclaimer in here that says this is subject to what the town will allow?
Well, I think that would be up to, because power and water is signed by the councilman that is over that utility. So maybe they're the ones that should make that decision.
Yeah, I think all we're looking at is the applicant within the zone of service. You know, as far as our approval of it goes, I think that the ability they have to continue to keep delivering water, I think.
Town council decision.
And, you know, there ought to be a pretty good flow of information between the council and this group. As to where that is, you know, so we could caution an applicant that, you know, this is totally conditional on the availability of, the town council needs, and I think they've really progressed getting away from knee-jerk decisions like, we'll approve this one, and then, well, you know, next week we'll deny one or whatever. I think it would have to get to a point where they just say, we've got a moratorium on water hookups until, and no matter who comes in with an application or where the application's at, it won't be approved. Can't be approved until...
Right.
The moratorium's lifted.
Well, would a caveat on there that says it has to be approved by city council, would that be more understandable to,
like, right here? This is,
yeah, and
that's where the town council, Rodney or
I mean, would Joe Citizen, like, if they went through this, they would probably think that they were approved. No?
I don't know. I just think that's us meddling in the town's
business.
Town council's business.
Yeah, because all we do is get the form and apply it with the permit.
And then if
they're in fact eligible for water.
Maybe the last line probably does what we're talking about. I will be bound by the rules, regulations, or ordinances enacted now or hereafter by the town.
By the town.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that kind of
and
sums
they have to sign it before they go to the town.
I think that kind of sums it up.
And then the down approved by would be
Rodney
town council.
Not Rodney. Which one's Rodney in charge of water? Is Rodney in charge of water? Yeah, Rodney and Neil. Okay.
All right, moving on to...
That was good.
Any items to be brought before the commission, I guess we're...
Ready for you.
We're there.
I'm back again for the third time.
Is this going to be the charm? You got it all together?
I hope it's the charm, man. This has been kicking my butt. So I did do a little better job. I got to get each of a drawing to see. But it's still the same place, same project. Just trying to get the water and sewer and everything done. And
thank you.
So these are the ones that are already in there?
This is for Rodney's over there that we have been working on.
So
we thought we could get it all done last time, but we discovered lots of stuff.
Who's Rodney's?
Rodney
George.
Want to raise boys. So where's your sewer projected to go?
the plans, but this is the septic tank here and this leach line right along the property line. I think it has to stay out 10 feet or something, 15 feet.
One septic tank takes care of both pads, right?
Yeah.
And so you're running the leach line towards the street, huh?
Yeah, they're putting horse corrals back here. So I didn't want to be back in the horse corrals. And someday they might put a house over in here. But right now that's out of the picture, and he's trying to buy another lot in town to build a home on. He doesn't, that lot's too small. He just wants it for his RV pads and his horses.
Now, I met with Norman a little earlier today. So he has his pre-application and signed by Rodney. And septic's been taken care of through Carlin. His problem is he needs to call Adam Rich and get this paperwork, plus the plat map, plus the pre-application, and find out if he's got the test results on the septic tank, okay, and get that application signed by Adam Rich.
Where's the building permit?
He's got the, that's it. He hasn't turned it in to Adam Rich yet.
You've already poured concrete down there.
Hayden told me you don't need a permit to pour concrete for a pad, so.
Well, it's part of your building project.
It's not a building, though. It's just a pad.
Well, part of your project is my point.
For the payment that you made.
That part of the idea of getting the building permit is not to punish anybody, but is to have a certain protocol followed, which in line would take care of the water hookups, the power hookups, and all of that. So I would suggest that you get with Adam Rich and get that building permit
ASAP.
Looked over and approved by him as the building inspector.
I've been waiting on Carlings, and finally I got through to Chris, and they don't send me the information. They send it to the health department. So I've been waiting 2 months for that.
Well, I mean, all of the building permit has nothing to do with that.
Well,
you get the building permit.
To have the building permit.
Okay.
You get the building permit, then you do these construction things,
mm-hmm.
The concrete pads, the septic tank, the power coming in, the water coming in, all of that stuff is part of your project. The building permit is the first thing that you come to us about, is the first thing that needs to be approved.
Like I said,
whether Carlin should be no holdup. Their holdup is to the point where, until you get a perk test done, the health inspector's not going to approve your septic tank. That has nothing to do with us.
So they did the perk test too, right?
Perk test has been done.
Okay, and it went
but
to the health department.
I didn't get it. I've been waiting on it.
But it goes to the building inspector, not to you. That's why you need to get a hold of Adam Rick.
You said send it to the health department. I guess they inspected and sent them to Adam.
Oh.
Or something like that.
That's exactly
what I think you can get Adam to just sign off on this thing and get it to us, and let's get it to the town council. So
that's what I'm trying to do by Tuesday, next Tuesday. So I'm back here with this part because I had to have the perk test before I could get the rest of it, and it took me too long to get the perk test.
So what are you here for tonight?
Just to prove it again, because we won't approve it for a few until the next meeting.
Right, and you won't be approved until you can get that from Adam Rick.
Okay, I'll go get that.
That's why I said you need to get with him.
I guess we could take a motion to approve on the condition that he gets back to us with the building permit. Then we can sign off on it, so you can get it to the city council next Wednesday.
That's what I'm trying to get. I thought I had all my ducks in a row, but I didn't.
I can put that
Jerry
in the minutes.
So
you got a list of your ducks, so you got them in a row now, and we'll have a motion and a and maybe do a approval on the condition that you get this done. You know, we're in the business to try to accommodate accommodate the people, and you know, I don't like the idea of approving something when we don't have it in our hands, but Stan, you're deep in thought.
What do we got? In other words, I agree with what you're saying. What do we got to have in hand from him? The
building permit,
which is approved by. But we also got to have a water connection sign thing.
He has Ronnie's signature is on the water and the power.
I think all that's been done.
His main thing is to get the application, get that information to Edinburgh, have him inspect it, find out about the perk test, and get that back to him, and him have it in Ed's or my hands next Tuesday.
See, I don't even think the perk test, we don't even need to see that.
You got
to have.
Chris told me when I finally got a hold of Chris, but I call the secretaries a lot of times, but you don't get through to Chris very often. So he finally told me that. He just sends them straight to the health department. I've been waiting 2 months for it.
You guys understand what I'm talking about as far as needing a motion?
Yeah.
It's a conditional, motion.
There's no real residential structure on here.
No.
It's the application to have all of these other things fall into place.
Right. Somebody want to put that into a motion?
I'll motion to, on conditions that he has everything intact and to one of us by next Tuesday.
The plot plan doesn't show setbacks.
He has that plan, and that will, this information, will have to be on your plat, when you come next Tuesday.
Okay.
Don't do it in ink, ruin pencil, so if you make a mistake.
All right,
Is there setbacks
on? 100-foot plat, so I got plenty of setbacks.
Well, you do, but you need to show it on here.
Okay.
I gave him a plat.
Side yard stuff, is that applied to? It's not a building. It's not a residential structure. It's a pad that he's putting down.
I know is that these guys, like on the side,
a pad is a, in my book, a pad is a structure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
most of them are 4 or more.
So it'd be at least a 4-foot setback on. I don't know what the pad is. The pad, the patio, or is the pad what the trailer's going to sit on?
Okay.
It's 20 feet wide, so the trailer would sit on it and have about 10 or 12 foot to have a picnic table or something.
And it's at least 4 foot from the side property.
Right, got a motion here.
Who said the motion?
Jerry.
I did.
Jerry.
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So get her as soon as you can and get it to.
And I've got your number.
Get a hold of him in the morning, and we'll find out what I need to do with him.
Yeah, he's you've worked with him before.
He's a good guy.
He's a peach, haven't you?
No.
Oh, shit, he's about as he's more accommodating than we are. How can that be? No, he's a easy guy to work with. He'll help you and carry the damn thing through. Yeah, this will be easy.
All right, I'll call Adam in the morning.
Okay.
Here's another thing. I'm just throwing out ideas. Is this a two-structure lot, which means he's only got 16,000 square feet for each structure versus the code requirement of 18,000?
Well, I think you'd be looking. Is it a lot with residents? Are these residential structures?
I don't know. I'm just about the question.
I think first application. He sent an application in over a year ago, right?
Longer than that.
Well, yeah, longer than that, and it's always just been a place to put two RVs.
Yeah.
Temporary.
Temporary.
Not permanent structures.
No, not permanent
but
structures.
They're not permanent. They're actually RVs. They're not trailers.
So why would you build a septic tank and have it reach out to the front?
I guess it really doesn't make any
really
difference which way they go.
The only thing he's worried about is the corrals, the horses in the back.
To me, that's where I want it to go. But
yeah.
Well, I would too, but I don't not many things. Too much water would be, or too much, you know.
Like I say, it don't matter which way it goes. I was talking about cesspools. And I was talking to a guy today about, you know, I talked about how things used to be done with cesspools. And I say, I think I helped dig the last cesspool that was dug in this town. And it was not used for a cesspool, but it was used for the drain field for a septic tank. Instead of running
leach lines,
this has been years ago. I don't know whether it would be approved today or not. I don't know why it wouldn't be. But so we dug a cesspool, me and Art Harding, and rocked it up like they did big rocks, you know, rocked it up the hole down the center like they did the cesspools, and then it was just a drain.
Yeah, for the septic.
A drain for the septic system, and it's at home where Russ and Karen Crook live. When the monkey guy bought it, you know, and had it all fancied up and refurbished years ago. Von Elsner was his name.
Okay.
So, back to your leach field, I don't suppose it matters which direction it goes, if you go straight down. But that kind of cut my eye when I seen that too, with whether, why would you run the leach field towards the street?
When he showed me that earlier, I said, how come not through the back? And he said, because all his horses, and I thought, myself, he must have a lot of horses. You know, I don't know water troughs, or I don't know if he just thought it would get the ground would get too much wear and tear. I have no idea.
Well,
so that's it.
That's it. And for those that are interested in getting to the Meet Your Candidate night, which I am not interested, we can close the meeting and you can get to. I voted when I got my ballot, so.
Most everybody did. So we have a motion?
A motion.